Hi, I'm Libby Steggles-Ginn and welcome to the Why Don't Kids Come With A Handbook podcast show, where I will be sharing top tips to support you, the parents, to raise confident, resilient and happy kids. Hello and welcome to Why Don't Kids Come With A Handbook podcast. My name's Libby Steggles-Ginn, creator of The Emoji Coach, and I'm here with you today to talk to you about why New Year's resolutions may not be working for you and your family, and how you can help yourself and your family around this. So it's a new year, January 2023. And here we are. Have you set your New Year's resolutions? Now, I remember as a child, my mum and dad always used to have New Year parties, and it always used to be really exciting. I used to kind of get involved with New Year's resolutions, but not understanding really what they were. But I found it quite exciting. And then I would set all these New Year's resolutions as a child and then wonder really what I was supposed to be doing with them. Wondered why everyone else was so excited and motivated a couple of weeks afterwards and thought, oh, what's wrong with me? Because I don't quite know what I'm doing here. My mum and dad had no idea that that would be happening. They were just so happy about counting down to midnight and setting those intentions. And as the years have gone by, I actually didn't like New Year and I couldn't fathom out why. But looking back, and as the years have gone by and I've gone into the profession of coaching, I kind of can suss out why now and understand why. So New Year is all about, we're going to do these goals, write a list down, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and New Year's Day, from then on, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, or I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. And then come mid-January, and some people even reach February, everything's just kind of gone, and loss of motivation, and you haven't reached a goal. And some people can be really upset with themselves that they haven't done it yet again. It can demotivate them. And there are a lot of families who are setting the intention of going, okay, so this new year, we're not going to be shouting as much. We're not going to have as many arguments. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. And they set again the intention. But here's the problem with doing that within the family is quite often, families, parents don't really understand what the problem is within the family to be able to change it. And they are really desperately trying to change things and looking externally to do that. Whereas really, to be able to do that, it's internal, and it's also getting a real clear understanding of what is going on within the family. So that's one aspect of the why New Year's resolutions don't work. But another aspect of it, which is something that I've noticed over the years, and, you know, like I say, I'm trained as a coach, but I don't do New Year's resolutions. And I don't do New Year's resolutions because I do weekly goals. I'm constantly looking at myself, my family, my business, and wanting to grow and learn as a person. So I don't need to do that at the end of the year. I'm constantly trying to find ways and looking to motivate myself to do that. But I've also realized that the seasons of the year have a big impact on us as humans. You know, I've seen the pattern when working with families and with parents, but also with myself. And I know come November time, mid to November time, my body wants to slow down. And my body doesn't want to do the things it normally would like to do. And I really would fight it. Over the years, I noticed how much I would fight that. and how much I would still have that overwhelming feeling of, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I need to do this, I need to do that, and racing around like a headless chicken, especially, you know, coming up, that time of year is approaching Christmas, and we know how overwhelming that can be. But also our kids, if they're in the education system, you know, they are starting to get quite excited around Christmas. But I noticed this pattern within myself and within my clients of how actually our bodies just naturally want to slow down. And some of us actually, including me, want to go into hibernation around this season, which, hey, it's natural, isn't it? You know, all the leaves are falling off the trees, or the plants have stopped growing, they're resting, or the animals go into hibernation. So what is it with us where we just keep on pushing ourselves and we run out of steam? And that's another reason why New Year's resolutions, they don't work, because to me, it's the wrong time of year to be setting those big goals. To be having those intentions and setting those goals is more, I would say, coming into spring when the bulbs are just starting to shoot. You can just see them coming through the ground. They're the times where we feel more motivated to do those things. So it's about recognizing whether you are that type of parent where you feel, actually, do you know what? I can relate to this. Yeah. I do want to slow down. Well, how am I supposed to do that, Libby? You know, I've got all this to do. I've got all that to do. Fair question. So it's about so many parents and so many mums, especially that I work with, are in overwhelm, which means that you are in your sympathetic nervous system, your fight or flight, and you are in your head logically. And so it's finding time. Yep, I said that magic word, time. You don't need lots of time to reset and reconnect back into your body. Because when you connect back into your body, you then are come out of the overwhelm more. Okay, so you're feeling calmer. And when you feel calmer and connect into your body, then actually you can see that, maybe I don't need to do that. And maybe I could let that go. Or I can delegate that and prioritize what it is you really need to do. Because when we're in overwhelm, we're desperately, desperately trying to find ways to gain control. And by doing that, we may, believe it or not, have to have the house super clean. So we see an area of our life that is in control. But whilst doing that, we are creating more overwhelm. Crazy, isn't it? So that's what I would say about parents and families around New Year's resolutions. Now, I'm not saying for 1 minute that don't think, oh, I'd like to change this or I'd like to change that. That's not what I'm saying at all. So it's about looking at things, understanding what it is that you want to change, why you want to change it, connecting back into your body, getting out of your head, and cutting yourself some slack, being kind to yourself and loving yourself and nurturing yourself. You know, and that could be that if you want to rest, whatever it is can wait. And, you know, nurturing foods and drinks and maybe some exercise. But it doesn't mean to say that you've got to lose so many pounds by this date. It's balancing it. You know, everything in life is about balance rather than taking something away from yourself because you've got to reach this goal. So then when I came to realize this, I then started to really look at the pattern of families and children and looking back on my kids as well. Now, my son, he's going to be 21 this year. My daughter's going to be 19 this year. So, but it's really interesting to see that after Christmas, kids are thrown back into education quite deeply. You know, so many schools, they don't take it easy. They're like, right, okay, we need to crack on and we need to learn this and we need to learn that. And so quite often children may be feeling the same, where they just want to hibernate and slow down. Parents don't like to see the kids slowing down. So parents like to see them doing their activities. Parents like to see them always, you know, on the go. All right, have some rest here, but come on, we need to do this and we need to do that. There's a lot to do in family life, isn't there? Now, children quite often don't feel happy doing that, especially this time of the year. But it never entered my head why my kids were like that. I just thought, oh, well, you know, maybe they're tired after Christmas, because Christmas can be full on. And it's especially those kids that are doing their GCSEs, any type of exams. You'll notice that after Christmas, it's revision. Well, before Christmas, during Christmas, some of the teenagers I've been working with recently, they're having to revise throughout Christmas. And then it's straight back in it. So they know what's looming for them. And they're really struggling with it. And again, they're struggling with it anyway because the amount of pressure that's on them at this time of year. So it's helping them to understand, to listen to their bodies, and if they want to have more rest. And that could mean, you know, we're not saying to them, oh, go into school later, because not at all, that's not possible. But it's helping them to understand their bodies and what it is their bodies are wanting. And you can do that from a young age in a child-friendly way, that actually they may need to go to bed a bit earlier to do that, or have less screen time to do that, or to eat a little bit more nourishing foods to do that, or to cut back on an after school, out of school club, or whatever it is that they are doing. But also for them to have more nurture as well. So for you to slow down and to get that connection, because connection, I talk a lot about communication is key, but also talk about connection is so vitally important. And when we're feeling pretty sluggish, that can make us feel in a bad mood. It can make them feel in a bad mood. So it's just having that understanding, that awareness, and helping them to have that also, for you to have more of a calm, harmonious winter season. And it's also helping them to communicate how they feel. So if they're feeling a certain way, that's okay. You know, if people around them are setting goals and they don't quite understand what that is, or don't want to do that, or aren't reaching, they may feel they're not as good as. So it's helping them to understand that everybody is different. We do things differently and at our own pace. So if you are a family and you are struggling with New Year's resolutions, you find that they're just slipping away, and you had amazing intentions of changing things within the family, like I said, the first thing is to really get an understanding of what it is that's going on. What is the underlying, underneath the problem? When you understand what that problem is, what's really going on in that situation, that's when you can then start to change the situation. And if you've got any really big goals that you want to work on yourself, then, you know, understand that there's nothing wrong with you if they're not working at the moment. It could just be it's the wrong time of year for you to be setting those goals. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Why Don't Kids Come With a Handbook Parenting Podcast. If you have any questions around today's topic, please do contact me, support@theemojicoach.com. It's my passion, purpose, and mission to help as many parents as I can. So, if you've enjoyed the episode, then please do share or like, and let other parents know about this podcast.
For more information on what I do, or to access the free resources on my website, you can go to www.theemojicoach.com.